Okay, story time. So, you know, God is good all the time, and we all know that, but sometimes simple little blessings happen in the most unexpected ways. Well, earlier this week, I'm just going to be very honest and throw this out there to our listeners. I had a little scare earlier this week, okay? Let's all praise Jesus that I don't have breast cancer, okay? So we're all very, very happily rejoicing about that. However, as a result of discovering this, I'm healing a little, like physical healing is going on. I am sore, and that's okay. Yesterday, I had to go grocery shopping, and I can't use much of my left arm. I have some restrictions
in
that.
Doctor's orders. Yeah, told
you know,
not to.
Not to shovel.
Yeah, specifically, I was so graciously, specifically told absolutely no shoveling this week. Yay!
Through Sunday? Okay, anyhow, go ahead.
Maybe I shouldn't push it. Yeah. But no, I was specifically told no shoveling. But I needed to go grocery shopping, and I'm like, okay, I can do this one-armed. Like, I can do this.
I remember
it's
you
fine.
Telling me that yesterday when you were going to leave the show.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I can do stuff with one arm, right?
I can do this. So I get to the grocery store, and I start shopping, and it's taking a long time to do this one-armed. And I'm pushing the cart, like, with my right hand and, like, reaching up and doing things, and I'm like, okay, this is a little more challenging. And as I'm nearing the end of my shopping trip and my cart is fairly full, and I'm at Aldi, so, you know, you have to, like, bag your own groceries and load your own things into your car. I'm starting to wonder, okay, I am more sore, a little more uncomfortable. I think I'm on the verge of having overdone it. What exactly am I going to do here? Like, what? And I had seriously considered calling the station and seeing if Michelle could, like, just pop over to Aldi and help me out. Because I was really like, okay, this is more challenging than I thought. When suddenly, out of nowhere, what do I hear?
It's Burrito Man. Yes, Burrito Man, because I went there first and foremost taking a break from my busy sales job to say I need to go get some wonderful beef and bean burritos.
Right.
And lo and behold, I said, there is Hillary. And so little did I know what was going on in your world.
Yes. And so, like, Mark is just like this angel that swooped in and he helped me put my things on the little conveyor belt and helped me, like, bag my groceries.
Well, and honestly, at Aldi, with two good arms and hands, I can't keep up with their cashiers trying to put everything on the conveyor. So with one.
So it was like, I mean, we couldn't have planned it had we tried. The timing of it all was, like, so perfect. And, like, God just totally provided. And then, thankfully, there was a house full of men at my house, like, finishing my window installation project. And guess what? They unloaded my groceries.
That's
for
awesome.
Me.
You thought
God
you were being paid
good.
For one thing, but
like,
here you come from
Like, right. God is good. I don't have cancer. But God is good in that he's just been providing all week for me
God
and my family.
God incidences, right? People call him God incidences.
The God
I love
moments.
That.
Yeah. Yes.
Love it. He is truly
so amazing.
Extraordinary. Like this song from Laura's story.
Well, some pretty interesting stories in the news on this snowy Wednesday morning. We'll start with this one. An Australian vegan is banning all meat eaters from her wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
She's not kidding. She's not messing around.
Stands firm in her beliefs.
In a viral post on a vegan Facebook group page, the woman said she didn't invite some family members because she and her partner don't want to host murderers.
Oh, my.
Her words, not mine.
Okay.
She said the uninvited family members reportedly included, I mean, she's not messing around, her mom and two cousins who were initially going to be her bridesmaids.
So these aren't just like people on the periphery that it's like, oh, it's Aunt Gladys's daughter-in-law's brother.
It's not when
you're
trying to thin the herd like you normally
do.
Sure,
Her mom and two of her own bridesmaids.
She eventually did delete the post, so maybe she's rethinking it. Okay.
You know, I mean, it's good to stand firm in your beliefs, but, you know, you gotta, like, love on people, too.
Speaking of meat eating, when you eat meat, it's helpful to have teeth. And
yes.
Ohio 10-year-old's baby tooth is notching a new world record.
I had no idea there were records
I didn't
for these
either,
things,
but there are records for everything. Curtis Buddy is his name. His tooth measured just under 1 inch. Now, measure your teeth sometimes.
This is a baby tooth.
Yeah, this
a
is a baby,
baby
tooth. Yes, thank you. It beat the previous record set 14 years ago. We all remember that. Beat that by about half a centimeter. Half a centimeter.
I remember it well. I was a young 17-year-old. It was like, that is a big baby tooth.
There you go. Curtis's mom says that he says it was the most exciting thing to happen to him all year. And get this, you gotta love this. America's Dairyland, Curtis credits his love of milk for helping him grow the monster tooth.
I love this
kid.
Way
to go, Curtis.
Way to go, Curtis. Oh, 10 my. Years That's a young. Gnarly long tooth, the root on that thing.
All right. I got a haircut over the weekend.
Looked good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. But in time for our big onstage show moment there at the
Pablo.
I got to tell you.
It was just for that selfie.
Real quick, I felt like it made me think afterwards, like going on stage to receive an award. I mean,
kinda,
it's just like,
yeah.
It's so nice there.
It is. It's beautiful. So.
I felt like I should have dressed up even more.
Yeah. Academy Awards are Sunday. But
I thought my makeup was on point, so I was good with it.
To celebrate next week's summit meeting in Vietnam, a Hanoi Barber Academy is offering free haircuts. I love a free haircut.
Great.
Sure. To anyone who wants to look like President Trump or North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. That's the catch. It's free if.
Okay.
You always got to know the if, right?
So
what's the catch?
Free Trump haircut.
Right. So the summit is scheduled for February 27th to 28th. The Tuan Duong Beauty Academy is offering the free haircuts through the end of the summit, okay? To get the Donald Trump haircut does require the use of orange dye, in case you wonder. So... if you want to go there.
And you can get a Kim Jong-un haircut as well? Or
apparently,
does that cost
yeah.
extra?
I just know the... That's... Yes. Free either one. You choose.
Okay. Which
Our
one would you go
bomb.
For? I won't even ask. Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
I guess I would probably try the Trump being an American.
Right. I suppose. Yeah. I love everything about this story. It just goes to show you that you're never too old to contribute and be a part of something. Rose Trophy is this woman's name. She is 103 years old, and she loves to pursue new adventures, one of which is her officially becoming a junior ranger at the Grand Canyon National Park.
That's cool.
She's a junior ranger. After stopping at the park store during her visit in January and learning about the program, she really wanted to do it. She said, I started talking to people about the Junior Ranger program because it teaches kids to protect the canyon. My parents taught me to care for the land, but not all kids have that. So she became a junior ranger. This is
at
really
103?
Cool. At 103.
That's great.
Here's the really cool part. The Grand Canyon National Park will celebrate its 100 years since its designation as a national park on February 26th, 2019, which makes her older than the park itself.
Wow.
That is super
how
cool.
How amazing is that?
We were there in 2016, so I remember how the Junior Ranger program works, and basically you have to actually do some things. They don't just hand it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's proudly displaying her Junior Ranger certificate here in a photo that we have of her. She was very excited that the park is now wheelchair accessible, so her daughter said, we were able to get her to an edge where she had taken a photo with my dad on their visit in 1985.
Wow.
So, yeah, she now considers herself a spokesperson.
Well, as the oldest member
park.
Of this show, I feel encouraged that, you know what, there's still hope. There's still time to be
you
trying new things.
You have your life left
yes,
to live
I do.
And become junior whatever
yes,
you want to become.
Junior, I love her. She's so sweet. That's awesome.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, we have one of our fun younger listeners, Chloe from Eau Claire. She's 9 years old, and Chloe was telling us she's one of our great texting friends on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. And so we were hearing from Chloe and her mom, Jackie, that Chloe's actually really disappointed there's no school, that it's a snow day today, because she was going to be in a talent show. And
right.
I was talking to Chloe, and I said, what were you going to do for the talent show? Because Chloe, remember, would sing all the time when we were inviting Christmas carols. And she said, I was going to sing Lauren Daigle's song first. And so we thought we would let Chloe have a little talent show on the WIB Wake Up Show. Here's Chloe singing Lauren Daigle.
Before I break my knees, I'll break my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you, in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my knees, I will bring my heart, and seek you first. I want to seek you, I want to seek you first. I want to keep you, I want you first. Thank you. That was Chloe Johnson singing first. Hope you have a good day. Bye.
We are having a good day, Chloe.
You made our day
outstanding.
Even better. That
Your
was three-judge
panel gives you full marks here.
Right.
Double thumbs
the
up.
Range,
wow.
The range.
Yes.
That's a tough song
to
sing.
One of the ladies from the America's Got Talent. The range you had was amazing.
I'm just Howie sitting over here emotionally needy and waiting for people to remember me.
Wow. That was really
Chloe, great job. In fact, I think we should award you a prize.
Absolutely.
We'll have it waiting
we'll
here
have
at
it
our
waiting
studios.
For you.
Maybe
we'll
just show it two today. More hours. We could unleash more talents from
right.
people at home.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.